to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton.
Let's get things going on the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report today as we bring in Pete Hupp from Best Dam Bait and Guide Service in Beaver Dam. Pete, I know you, we talked last week. You had a tournament. How do you and your how do you and your buddies do last week in the tournament?
We ended up getting right around 30th out of I think it was 80 boats. We did all right. We just didn't get the real big fish. The water temps had dropped by 5 degrees, and that made the fish move. We still caught some, but just not the real big fish.
Yeah, where were you at again?
That was out of Volcano, and some guys drove 30 miles way up into, like, Egg Harbor, and they had, for five fish, they had 52 pounds, so they had some very big walleyes. That was the winning way. Had between 20 and 35 pounds mainly.
Gotcha. So, hey, what have you been hearing fishing-wise across the region, both on, you know, lakes and the rivers and such?
Beaver Dam is still, you know, producing some crappies. They've kind of, with this little bit of cold front, they've pushed off the structure, and they're just kind of staging again. But there's still those out there. There's been some walleyes. There's a lot of undersized fish being caught, but there is some occasional legal fish being caught. The Madison chain still producing a lot of bluegill, Minona, Kiganza, and Wabisa all have been producing, and with this warmer weather, I would think the bluegills would be about getting ready to spawn themselves.
Well, you know, hey, I was talking to a guy out at Old Hickory Golf Course yesterday, and he'd asked me about your guide service and such, and he goes, he asked about all skill sets of fishermen. You don't have to be the expert to go on a guide trip with you, right? You can take all talents of fishing and experience on one of your trips?
Yes, I've taken out people that have never even stepped foot in a boat before and taught them how to catch fish, and they've had a lot of fun, and yeah, even handicapped, I've taken out in the boat. I would do my best to take out anybody possible.
Well, tell us about Best Dam Bait and Guide Service, where you're located, the shop, and how do people can inquire about getting your services out as a guide?
The bait shop's at 1132 Madison Street. It's open 24/7. You can message me through Facebook Messenger or Pete Hupp on Facebook, and also call me at 608-609-2707, and I can get you on the calendar.
Pete, I appreciate the time, and we'll talk next week.
Sounds good, Wade. Thanks a lot.
Let's turn our attention to Little Green Lake right now and bring in Todd from the Landing Bait Shop. Todd, how's everything going in your neck of the woods?
You know, fishing's pretty good. We could use a little warmer weather, but you know, the panfish are moving into the shallows, getting ready to spawn, and musky guys are catching lots and lots of muskies, so overall, it's been pretty good spring.
Have they been using normal baits and such for having their success?
You know, for the muskies, it seems like smaller stuff, smaller bucktails and glide baits, that kind of stuff. Panfish, waxworms, minnows, whatever, they're starting to move into the shallows, so pretty easy fishing.
So plenty of opportunities here this weekend into next week as the weather's going to warm up a little bit?
Oh, yeah, you know, Memorial Weekend, it'll be real good. It's just going to get better and better here for next 2-3 weeks, and then we'll get into the summer pattern. But for right now, it's really good fishing.
Have you heard anything about Big Green or any other lakes in your area?
Big Green has been really good, too. A lot of panfish. Haven't heard much about walleyes in Big Green yet, but I'm sure they're catching some. Puckaway's been good. They're getting a lot of bass on Puckaway, I heard. And then some of the smaller lakes, guys are catching panfish also. So, yeah, everywhere around it's been pretty good.
Hey, tell us about the Landing Bait Shop, where you're located, your hours, what people will find in the shop.
You know, we're open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. We carry all live bait, lures. We rent pontoons. We do just about everything. So we're on the south side of the lake on Milmar Drive. You just follow the signs in from 44, and you can't miss us.
Appreciate the update, and we'll chat next week.
All right. Thanks, Wade.
Let's move over to the Madison chain right now and bring in Pat from D&S Bait and Tackle in Madison. Pat, how's everything in your area here this week?
It's going great. We had a gorgeous weather week. A little chilly last couple days, but it's it's warmed up nice, and we're everybody's catching fish.
What have they been catching? What have you been hearing from people coming through your shop?
Well, folks are still getting a lot of walleyes up here on Lake Mendota. The catfish bite here on the north side of Lake Mendota has been fantastic. Some real giants coming out. The crappies sound like they are just finishing up spawning, so it should be pretty hungry. The bass are starting to make beds, and bluegills are staging to get ready to spawn, so they're also hungry.
So how big do catfish get in the Madison area?
Well, it's definitely not uncommon to see them at 25 pounds, but I hear about fish every now and then that are in that 30-pound range, so those are some big fish. I had a group of folks up here just recently that travel from all over the Midwest. They say that Madison has the best channel catfish fishery in the United States.
So if somebody's never been catfish fishing, I guess you can say, what do you use?
Well, like all kinds of fishing, you can make it as complicated as you want, but it can be as simple as just soaking a nightcrawler on the bottom. A lot of folks this time of year do well with cut bait, so you know a larger shiner or sucker cut into chunks can be very effective. And really, you know, it's really just as simple as tossing a line out, letting it hang out on the bottom, and just waiting for a tug on the line.
You know, that's one of the big things to know. You have to know the depth of the water, right, when you're for like catfish, because you have to make sure you get to the bottom.
Yeah. They're generally on the bottom all the time. That's where they're eating, especially with channel cats anyway. They like to clean up dead stuff that's floating around, and if you put it out there, they'll likely eat it.
Oh, Pat, you were telling me too, coming up with the weekend of June 3rd, there's a big event coming up down for kids in your area?
That's right. The Ahara Fishing Club here in Madison, this great group, does a lot of great things for fishing in Madison, is hosting their Spring Kids Fishing Day. That'll be June 3rd, 9 to noon at the Warner Park Shelter right here just in the backyard of the shop. And it's a great event. Kids 14 and under can get a free fishing rod and small tackle selection, free bait. There's volunteers on hand to help with instruction, and then they even have free hot dogs and soda. So it's a great event from 9 to noon on June 3rd. Come on over and check it out.
Again, explain the location and how you sign up.
It's at Warner Park Shelter. It's just you don't have to sign up. You just show up. They tend to serve anywhere from 200 to 300 kids a year doing this. And, come on down to Warner Park here in the north side.
Hey, tell us about DNS Bait and Tackle, where you're located, your hours, and what people will find in your business.
Yeah, we're at 1411 Northport Drive, right at the corner of Northport and Troy Drives. Just a quarter mile from the Warner Park boat launch and a quick jog off the interstate. We've got everything you need to get out on the water and out fishing.
Hey, Pat, I appreciate the time from DNS Bait and Tackle, and good luck this weekend. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Wade. You too.
And we now move over to Fishtails in Fox Lake and bring in Dave. Now, Dave, I made my debut appearance last week at Fishtails, and I just missed you, so I got Tim.
So what'd you think?
I took the grand tour, ended up with some Fishtails gear. I got myself a Fishtails hoodie, and I'll be representing that so my wife, she can walk around with me and feel like she's married to a real man and an outdoorsman.
That's cool.
No, it was great. It was a great atmosphere there, and in the it was true when people say the world's problems get solved at Fishtails, because people just are hanging out and chatting about everything, right?
Yep, all the time. It's kind of a coffee club thing, but regulars come in all day. Yeah, it's a nice little bait shop.
It is, and from what I understand, it's been busy because the fishing's been pretty good now.
Oh yeah, we've been very busy. You know, to a point where we almost ran out of minnows once, which never happens, but. Yeah, I mean, the fishing has been super good. Crappies are spawning on the rocks. Everybody's catching those. The bluegills are up shallow. The bass are biting very well. Some days are better than others, of course, but like yesterday, the spot I had fished the day before, the water temp dropped 5 degrees and didn't bite. So, you know, every day is different, but this time of year you're going to have cold fronts and that's going to happen, but for the most part, everything's really kicked in.
Is there a key to fishing around rocks and such? Are there tips that people should know when they're trying to fish or maybe a rock bed or something like that?
Well, you know, your most effective thing is probably going to be a slip bobber, you know, where you can set it where you aren't going to be in the rocks. You always want to be above it, of course. But, you know, if you're fishing rocks for walleyes and things like that with jigs, you know, you just got to downsize a little bit in the weight so you don't get snagged every cast. And guys that fish rocks a lot know what they're doing, kind of. But, yeah, slip bobbers, that to me, is probably the most effective thing to fish around rocks because you can set your depth and you're not going to get snagged in them.
Hey, have you heard anything else on the other lakes around your region?
Well, it's the same over on Beaver Dam. The crappies are biting really good on the rock piles and around the islands. That's where I was yesterday. And the days before that had been really good. You know, like I said, the water temp dropped. But, Yeah, I mean, that's been good. Emily's been really good with some really nice bass, Big Green, all the area lakes. It's just that time of year, and the water's warming up, and fishing is good.
And obviously, this weekend before Memorial Day weekend, we'll really pick up next weekend, Memorial Day weekend, so get out this weekend if you have some time.
Yeah, it'll be a good day or good weekend. You know, we have everything you would need, bait-wise, lure-wise. Stop in and see us.
Tell us where you're located and the hours that Fishtails is open in Fox Lake.
We're open from 6 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 6 to 5 on Sunday. And we're right downtown, right by the river. You can't miss us.
Dave, I appreciate the time, and we'll see you at Fishtails.
Okay, thanks, Wade.
All Out Marine, your experts in local carriers of Tracker, Tahoe, Nitro, Sun Tracker, Regency brand boats, and Mako Center console boats wants you to stop in and see their new and used inventory. Order your new model now. From pleasure boats to fishing boats, All Out Marine has the boat for you. Check them out online at alloutmarinellc.com. Visit them on the northwest corner of Highway 41 and D in Allenton. All Out Marine is your family-owned, independent, authorized Nitro Tracker dealer. The ESPN Outdoors Report, as we bring in our resident outdoorsman, Rick Wentland here. Rick, how's life been this week for you?
Some days are real good, Wade. Some days I'm on the struggle bus. You know, right now with the water temperatures, the way they are and the way the weather's kind of fluctuating, there's some fish thinking about spawning, some fish are spawning, some fish are done spawning. I mean, it depends on, you know, what lake you are and where you actually are in the lake. I know I was on Lake Emily on Monday, and fish were on beds everywhere there, and I just had a blast catching those. And some of the fish here on Fox Lake are done spawning, and then there's some fish on bed. And then we had our Wednesday nighter on Big Green, and there was just a ton of fish caught. But the water's only 52 to 54 degrees on Big Green yet, so a lot of them fish were in transition, but there was quite a few bass over 5 pounds brought in last night. So a lot of guys caught them. We caught them pretty good too, actually. But
they typically, as you know, if you're not getting much action in the spot, how long do you usually hang out at a place before you say, hey, it's time to move or even change lakes?
I don't change lakes too often. I mean, if I'm on a lake, I usually try to figure it out. But I give every lure like basically like 30 casts, and if I don't catch nothing in 30 casts, I'm switching lures. But different situations on the lake, you know, I usually give a spot about a half hour, and it depends in that half hour what I'm seeing. I mean, if I'm seeing fish roaming around or swimming around or on beds, but if we're not even catching a pike or a bass in a half hour, I'm moving to a different spot. And you know, a lot of it is time of the year, where I'm at, if I'm fishing deep, if I'm fishing docks, if I'm fishing lily pads, if I'm fishing weed flats, it all depends. But there's a lot of times, Wade, you can go out and you can work two weed flats and not get bit. You can go to the third weed flat and you're catching fish every other cast.
So it's all kind of, I want to say luck of the draw, but when you're an expert like you, it's not always luck, is it?
I tend to think not. I tend to think it's more experience and knowledge, but a lot of it is lucky too. I mean, for example, on the Wednesday night, I was catching like all 2 pound fish, and my partner hadn't even been bit, and he turned around, cast in the back of the boat, and caught a 4.5 pounder. So, I mean, is that luck? Is that knowledge? I don't know. You know, it's hard to say.
Now, I know, Rick, we were talking. Any events coming up in the near future? Do you have any scheduled any other tournaments scheduled for you that you're going to be competing in or that are open to the general public?
The ones I'm in this weekend, I'm on Puckaway on Saturday and Buffalo on Sunday. Those are club tournaments. They're not open to anyone. They're just our club tournament. But basically, the following weekend, there's a big open tournament on Big Green Lake. They usually get about 50, 60 boats for that. There's quite a few open tournaments around this weekend. I know there's one on Winnebago, and there's one in Sturgeon Bay, and there's one on Big Green as well. So, I mean, if your guy wants to get into tournaments, he's got to do a little research. But there's a tournament somewhere every weekend around here. There's no doubt about
just,
that.
Just searching the internet, kind of probably if you Google search something like fishing tournaments Dodge County or fishing tournaments Wisconsin, you'll probably can find a list of what's going on and maybe even figure out. I guess I was going to ask you, so is it buy-ins? Is that usually you can figure out the skill level by how much money it costs to get in?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, the average Joe, he's not getting in a tournament where it's a $500 entry fee. I mean, he's probably in a tournament where it's, you know, $50 entry fee. And that's what's really nice about our Wednesday nighters. You know, if you look up Big Sacks Bass on Facebook, we post our schedule, and we fish Big Green, Fox Lake, Puckaway, Emily, and Little Green. And it's a nice way to get into tournaments I mean, you do, all you need is a boat with a running live well, basically. And we have a lot of 14, 16 foot aluminum boats, and we have a lot of 21 foot, $100,000 bass boats as well. I mean, but you know, a lot of guys, you know, it's how they break the chain. They get in these Wednesday nighters, and you meet a few people, and maybe they join a bass club, and next thing you know, a couple years later, they're fishing a tournament every weekend like I do.
Hey, Rick, if somebody's looking for your guide service, I guess tell us how to do that, and also where they can find your baits in stores across the region.
You can call my cell phone at 920-948-8467. I'm basically booked, though, the next 3 to 4 weeks. And my baits locally are right here in Fishtails at Fox Lake and M&M Tackle up in Portage. It's a big, bright green package with raw bass customs on the side. You can't miss them.
Rick Wetland, our resident outdoorsman, thank you so much for the time, and good luck this weekend fishing.
All right, Wade, thanks.
Thanks for listening to the 1430 ESPN Outdoors Report, presented by All Out Marine in Allenton. Hear the Outdoors Report every week on 95.3 WBEV, Friday afternoon at 4:35 and Saturday and Sunday mornings at 6:35. You can also catch the show Friday afternoon at 12:15 on 1430 ESPN. Find this episode and all previous programs on demand at the audio tab at dailydodge.com.